This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. Now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a new COVID variant. Yay or boo. Yeah, I really am so sick of this stupid virus, but it looks like it's going to be here for a long, long time, if not for life. Excuse me. And the more dominant strain right now is the HV.1. So HV1. Some of you never heard about it. Apparently, it has been circulating since the summer. It is now the most dominant strain in the U.S. In October, HV1, not HIV1, but HV.1, rapidly gained speed, overtook other variants like the EG5, or ARIS, and is now the most prevalent strain. During a two-week period ending November 11th, it accounted for 29% of new COVID-19 infections in the U.S. Per the CDC, it is the next most common variant is the EG5, which has made up 22% of the cases, followed by FL1.51 or FOMAX or XBB1.16 Arcturus. So HV1 doesn't have a catchy nickname. I can't even keep up with all of these. And they are all descendants of Omicron. So Omicron that hit us really hard in 2021 still has its babies and variants and subvariants affecting us now. According to, let me give credit where credit's due today, they say HS or HV1's reign comes in as we're going through COVID and RSV and flu, and it continues to become pretty highly contagious. You know, we want these variants to become dumber and kill themselves off. But many of these variants that we're having and the ones existing, I think there are some variants that just die off, or they try or they mutate and they just don't latch. But these things are taking hold and going viral. That's where the term going viral is. Viral, you latch onto one cell, you have that cell make more of you. It lyses. Now you got all these little baby viruses to go and attach to others. It's an exponential plus sort of progression of spread. And viral doesn't, it's not like bacteria where you divide and you go from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 64. It jumps even higher than that. So that's why the term viral means it could explode. And in terms of numbers and in terms of susceptibility. Now, I think, less than 11 or 12% of people got the new COVID booster. The new COVID booster is supposed to protect against the Omicron variants. And I got to tell you, last year when I got the booster, I didn't get COVID last year. But I got COVID this year, so I didn't get the booster. You know, because I have immunity. My body just got boosted, and I felt so bad after the last shot. I just wanted to kind of give my body a break. But this new variant, which is like the grandchild of Omicron, has sublineage from Omicron XBB.1.9.2 and is a direct descendant of EG5. We don't know how deadly it is. We do have COVID-related deaths, not to the degree that we did in 2020. And we do have people getting sick. If you do have immune systems that are weakened, you can be hit by this harder. But the symptoms are similar. You know, sore throat, congestion, stuffiness, runny nose, cough, fatigue, headache, muscle aches, fever, chills. I've seen a lot of pink eye. Usually the pink eye will come a week after the COVID. or they're out after the illness. But some people are getting the pink eye first. Maybe they're not getting COVID symptoms, but the eyes are showing it. So if you do have pink eye, you know, make sure you get that checked out. A very, very bad sore throat is what we're seeing with a lot of these. But a problem we have is not everybody's getting tested. They're calling telemedicine up and asking for antibiotics. And so some of them are never getting documented. These at-home COVID tests might not pick it up. We are hoping that the at-home COVID test will, but like in my family, half of us tested positive, half tested negative. Well, that didn't help us at all. What happened is I got sick and I tested myself and I was negative. Then everybody else got sick, so I'm like, well, test, they were positive. Well, that's why a lot of people, if they test negative, they're like, we're done, it's not COVID, we can just breathe easy. No, test again. And I used a different test on my kids, just in case the test I used was half-assed. So these at-home COVID tests are supposed to pick up Omicron, but keep in mind, they were originally designed for the wild-type virus. So it's no wonder that it could be a crapshoot. And I know everybody says the at-home COVID tests are awesome. If you have COVID and it says you're positive, it's awesome that it's picking it up. But just because it's a negative doesn't mean you're in the clear. So you still can get free at-home COVID tests from the government through the U.S. Postal Service. I posted that on my Facebook and Twitter, and I can do that if you need. You go to covidtest.gov to get your COVID tests. All health insurance plans are required to reimburse 8 at-home COVID tests per month, according to the CDC. That's one of the reasons why health insurance is also going up. My health insurance went up to $2,700 a month. Is that ridiculous, really, for these COVID tests? So state Medicaid programs are also required to cover them. But for those of you that have cough, cold, fever, body aches, or none of them, and some red eyes, please get yourself checked. Try and isolate if you can so you don't spread it. But get seen. This idea of you don't have to go in, don't go to the urgent care. If you're having any trouble breathing, if you're dizzy, if you're going numb, if your legs are going weak, for the love of God, get into the hospital. Do not mess around. Because even if you feel immune and you've been vaccinated and you've had COVID, sometimes it could be the straw that broke the camel's back, and your immune system could be so gosh darn sick of this flipping virus that it starts to attack you. And when it attacks you, you could get Guillain-Barré, you could get blood clots, you could get a variety of things. You could lose your blood supply because it attacks your blood cells. So still get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember I told you guys years ago that I think it was it a Better Homes and Garden or one of the old periodicals back in 1900 predicted what things would be like in the year 2000, and they predicted that people would actually exercise for fun, and we would incorporate exercise into schools. We would have silver cylindrical things transport us to places, which ended up being planes and other things. They would talk about fruit being big enough to feed a family, like one big strawberry, that our food would get bigger. A lot of interesting predictions they have. I'll talk about that a little bit later as we get closer to the new year. Well, there's a piece right now in the Daily Mail talking about the five astonishing technologies that will be here by the year 2100. Now, by 2100, I won't be here. Now, even though that might be one of the technologies, I don't really think you guys are going to want to see me past 80. I don't know how much fun I'm going to be. But Ed Johnson, CEO and co-founder of PushFar, said in 2100, our lives are not just entwined with technology, but they are going to be guided, shaped, and mentored by it. Now, to me, that's a little scary. So first, they're going to say that digital humans are going to live among us. Humanoid robots and digital friends will live alongside people. Robots are going to take on the tasks like surgery and just keeping people company. Now, for those of you going, nah, that's not going to happen, I see security being that way. I see people eventually not wanting to walk to school by themselves or go to school by themselves, you know, because of shootings and things like that. If crime gets bad, I wouldn't be surprised if we start to have tech with us to protect us or take the bullet for us, cover us, shield us. Stop us from an attacker. So I wouldn't be surprised about that. Rob Sims, co-founder and CEO of SumVivas, said technology will have developed to fully support digital humans without the need for instruction, educators or supporters, and companions. Digital friends will be part of everyday life. Yeah, I think that we're going to have such a teacher shortage that we are going to be using AI. We are going to be using tech. Parents will want it also. They're like, we don't want a teacher, misgendering our kid or infusing politics into our kid. And so leave it. Let us review it. This is what we want our kids to learn. We've seen it firsthand. That's what our kid gets. No human involved. So, yeah, I think people are going to want that. They say AI-enabled digital humans and robotic humanoids will be part of everyday life. They will take on various tasks, ranging from the mundanes to taking out the garbage or washing, to complex such as high-level education and intricate brain surgery. Wow. Then there's going to be mentors. Our AI mentors will decide what everyone does. So AI mentors will accompany every person making decisions for them, including which job to do. So rather than you trying to make your own decisions, the AI mentors of 2100 will leverage the power of quantum computing processing, infinite possibilities in the blink of an eye. You ask them a question, and they don't just predict outcomes. They analyze potential paths, probabilities, and consequences, offering guidance grounded in the vast realm of data that defines our interconnected world. You no longer have to weigh up which job to take. Your AI mentor will do the work for you, leaving you with all the information you need to make the final decision. I would have loved that dating. Should I go on a date with him? Should I meet his parents? Should I sleep with them? That could have really helped. So I think it's going to be more than just your career. Cities are going to move underground. They say by 2100, space above ground will be at a premium. So much city infrastructure will move underground with tunnels dug by robots. They say robots are going to dig tunnels with surveyors using augmented reality to map new living spaces and buildings underground. And there will be a hypertunnel. Steve Jordan of Hypertunnel says millions of robots, no more than a mile long, will swarm in the same way that nature developed over billions of years. Digital pheromones produced by the central digital twin harnessing emerging AI will enable that behavior. That scares me. To be honest, can you imagine getting run over by a bunch of robots? Now we have the technology to change the planet with new infrastructure for utilities, transport, and energy. They say plans for underground buildings have already been made. Mexico City's Earthscraper is a 65-story inverted pyramid inspired by Aztec pyramids planned to help ease concerns over space in the city center. Wow. They say cameras are going to put watermarks on videos due to deep fakes being common. That is going to be an issue. Now, I don't know what I'm watching, if it's fake or not. Do you ever watch something and you're like, is that really Sharon Stone or is that, who is that? And you don't know if that's the actress, you don't know if it's a lookalike, and I just turn the channel, but I just don't know. And it scares you that somebody could do a deep fake of Trump or Biden saying something. And then, you know, it launches us into World War IV, because I think we're already going into World War III. So they say governments are going to force camera makers to include digital watermarks so people can trust video as fakes become rampant and impossible to distinguish from the real thing. With the acceleration of deep fake technology, people will no longer be able to trust the authenticity of a digital record. And that is a hard thing. We don't know what to trust. If we can't trust the internet, we can't trust what people are saying. We don't know if it's, you know, government-induced or narrative-driven or fake or, you know, what do you believe? You know, seeing is believing, and, well, what if what we're seeing is fake? So they say in 2100, all forms of recording devices are going to have a built-in encrypted timestamp acting as a watermark at the time of capture. These encrypted watermarks will separate authentic image from deepfakes to reestablish digital trust. Yeah, I see that. Then, they say children will go to virtual schools taught by avatars. Remember I told you that book, Ready Player One, in the future the kid logged in, and if they didn't log in, they could be in trouble. So they had to log in and do school, and you couldn't fake it because the AI is watching you, so you had to do school. But you were in a school with millions of other kids, but there was like only one teacher. So I do believe that that's what's going to happen. The brick-and-mortar school, maybe kids might actually go to brick-and-mortar school, but the educators, you know, us having a teacher shortage is horrible right now, but later that's going to change to, well, we don't need them. Because we have AI doing it. When you get rid of teachers, who else are you going to get rid of? So I keep getting asked, how do I feel about AI and surgery? Well, you know, I love working with my hands. I love trusting myself. We just spoke about how United Healthcare is getting sued because their AI stopped treatment on, two older gentlemen, two seniors, and they died afterwards. And so the family is suing because of the lack of personalization and the understanding that, you know, a human might have said they're not ready. And you know, so not having instinct at play is terrifying. And so I'm very, very nervous about us not incorporating humans in the thinking process and the instinct that we so need, because medicine is not just an algorithm. And I'm also very fearful of there being such a push to limit population and to spread resources that older people are going to be left by the wayside because we don't have enough resources. So, well, it's only going to be for the young. So older people, you had your 50 years on life on earth. You had your 60 years on life. You're going to be in the back of the line. So I think AI is going to do that. If we're going to ask AI what's the best way for this company to save money, they're going to say, well, older people spend more of our money. Older people are requiring more goods. It's more expensive to take care of them. It's more expensive to monitor them. They have more chronic conditions and cancer. So let's eliminate them. Let's decrease the number of older people. And that scares me. I don't want to see that. And I'm not saying that's what AI will do. I mean, you could program it not to. But I just don't trust where things are going. I told you we were in the Sphere, the Las Vegas Sphere. There was a Sphere experience. And the Sphere is gorgeous on the outside. And I haven't been to a U2 concert, which I'm assuming would be absolutely awesome. But they had, like, this movie that you could see. And the movie was all about how bad population is and how we might need to start over and have less population. So that's what I fear. AI may be like, yeah, less people. That's the way to go. And then what? The 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Hudner shot down several attack drones over the Red Sea that were launched from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen yesterday morning. The ship and crew sustained no damage or injury. The Pentagon later saying the ship itself was not a target, though the drone got close enough to be of concern. The attack drone likely on its way to Israel, according to U.S. officials. A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will likely begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced. The deal appeared to hit a last-minute snag when Israel's national advisor announced a one-day delay late Wednesday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has clarified the car explosion at the Buffalo-Canada border was not a terrorist attack. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked about your COVID tests being expired. Are they still good? So, you know, we've spoken about expired medications on this show, expired tests. The expiration date is a guide. As a physician, we're taught not to mess with it. To take a test and it say negative, and unfortunately with these COVID at-home tests, a lot of them do, when you're positive. If you have an expired test, again, I would, if it's positive, if you test positive, you could trust you're positive. But if you're negative, I'd say get a better one done. But the FDA has offered some guidance on the expiration dates. And And they, FDA is, I think, expanding some of those dates. So they say the expiration date column will list where to find the expiration date for that test. Other dates column lists the shelf life. The shelf life is how long the test should work as expected and is measured from the date the test was manufactured. The expiration date is set at the end of the shelf life and is the date through which the test is expected to perform as accurately as when manufactured. They say in some cases the expiration date for a test may be extended. So what they're saying is if you have expired at-home COVID tests, check with the FDA, and I have a link. I'm going to post this on my Twitter and Facebook for you to see if your expiration date could be extended. An extended expiration date means the manufacturer provided data showing that the shelf life is longer than was known when the test was first authorized. And so to see if your expiration date for your at-home COVID test has been extended, find the row in the below table that matches the manufacturer and test name shown on the box label of the test. If the expiration date has been extended, then you know. So looking at your Binax now, or your 3ED Health or your Abbott, they show that you could click on a link for extended expiration date. Now, how much did they extend it by? Well, one test that was supposed to expire October 8, 2022, was expired 10 months to August 8, 2023. If you have a January 12, 2023 test about to throw out, they've extended it to October 14, 2023. So it's still expired because it's November 20th. If you have a May 12, 2023, depending on the lot number, that's been extended to December 12th, 2023. So it looks like they extended some of them about 7-8 months. So what does that mean? What's really going on here? So shelf life is, you know, what's the shelf life of something? Is it going to start to rot? Is it going to start to, you know, crack? Is it going to cause, you know, health effects? As long as that warning is in place that your COVID test, if it's negative, may not necessarily count, and go get another one if you're still sick, and maybe do a PCR, then I'm okay with it. If it's a few months, and as long as the packages are still closed, the swab should be sterile. If the swab does not look sterile, it has an odor, it's discolored, I wouldn't stick it in my nose. But a lot of times our expiration date is conservative, where the medicine or the product can last way longer. But these are guides. And they come up with these guides so that, one, they protect consumers, because they don't want a consumer using a 30 SPF sunblock and still get burned in a couple minutes. So they use, although we talked about how what sunblock means, sunblock is the amount of time it takes you to burn. You multiply it by that 30. So if you burn in 5 minutes and you put that 30 on, you're supposed to not burn for 150 minutes, but you still need to reapply if you sweat and swim. So it's a guide, you know, it's a guide. But they do that for their liability. So if somebody sues and says, hey, this didn't protect me from a sunburn, okay, that's a problem. You ask, okay, when were you burned? Well, I was burned in July of 2023. Show me the bottle you bought. Well, I don't have the bottle, but, well, show me the receipt. How do I know, you know, what's the bottle? I bought it here from Walmart in 2021. Well, they could go, well, there you go. That expired. You used an expired drug, and then they're in the clear. So not always. I mean, a good lawyer can still screw around, and you know, but that's one of the reasons. With medications, there's been studies, I think it was the Air Force, that did a study on how good drugs are post-expiration date. And they found that some drugs were effective 30 years later. Now, I am not telling you to use 30-year-old yeast infection cream. All right, you know, the study had a lot of caveats, and they said, look, in ideal storing conditions, which means ideal humidity, ideal temperature, and I think they might have even said what the temperature was. I think it was like in a vacuum. I think it was, I don't think it was your grandma's cupboard. You know, there could still be bioavailability of the drug, but it's not, they would not recommend you use them, but they did find that, you know, drugs still have potential. The thing is, if you have a heart issue, if it's, you know, I mean, I would not, and definitely a liquid. I remember having a liquid cough medication, and I never needed it one season. So the next season, I went to get it, and I smelled it, and I'm like, whoa. And it was only a couple weeks overdue. But that's because once you open it, opened medication you have to throw out. Now, some medications have horrible smells. Ask the pharmacist if that's the normal smell. You know, some antibiotics, they just stink. And those are things that, you know, but sometimes a bad odor could be a sign that that's a bad medicine. Don't put that in your body. Have I ever used an expired drug? Absolutely. I needed a Tylenol. I grabbed whatever bottle. I didn't know it was a two-year-old bottle. But I have noticed that when I do that, the medicine doesn't work as well. You know, so expired medications are not as potent. So it all depends on what you really need. Now, a big thing people do, I understand why they do it, but I don't condone it, is they keep their pain medication. Now that the world has, you know, completely ignored the fact of you know, where our fentanyl and drugs are coming from, and they still blame doctors, if you do end up needing something for pain, it's hard to get. You could break your arm. And I see workers' comp cases where there's broken bones and they can't get a pain pill. They're told to take Motrin or Tylenol. So people will keep them. They have a surgery, they keep them. And all of a sudden, 5-6 years go by. And they say, but it still works. The problem is these pain medications also have other components in them. So even if the hydrocodone or the base, the main ingredient, might work. We don't know about the substrates. And I noticed some of these pills crumble when they're old or they discolor. And remember, hydrocodone oftentimes with Tylenol, acetaminophen. And so there's a lot of variables with it. So that's why we in medicine never say to save your pain pills. I know a lot of people do. I know a lot of people do because they just don't think they'll ever get them again and they'd rather have something. You know, but, and it sucks that we have to be like that. We don't want to hoard medication. People are hoarding Tamiflu. People are hoarding antibiotics right now because it's so hard to get a medication when they want it. Excuse me. Telemedicine helps, but you can't get controlled substances. Excuse me. I got the hiccups. So I vote to not use, you know, expired medications, but as you see, expirations are sometimes at the whim of the FDA. So with these at-home COVID tests, if it's positive, even expired, there's a good chance you're positive. But if it's negative, even if it's brand spanking new, you know, this new strain, I don't know how good it is picking it up because in my family, it was half and half. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember the movie Mommy Dearest. I think it was a book about Joan Crawford and how abusive she allegedly was with her kids. And, you know, I remember seeing the scenes and I remember watching it going, you know, we get hit harder. We don't get the hanger. We get the belt. And I remember still feeling bad for her, but I was like, gosh, being the daughter of a star is probably not easy. Well, this is interesting. I don't usually like to talk about celebrity news, But this is, it's fascinating to me. It's sad, but it's fascinating to me. And Brad Pitt, who has been the charmed prince in Hollywood for years. I'm a huge fan of Brad Pitt. I predicted he was going to hook up with Angelina Jolie when I had seen a picture in People magazine of them just kind of hanging out and talking while on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And I'm like, I wonder if they're going to date. I just picked up on some chemistry, you know, a year or two before it was called. And then he did leave Jennifer Aniston. I'm not sure. I don't know what that relationship could have been like. But then he marries Angelina Jolie. They adopt kids. Although I think Angelina Jolie might have adopted Pax before Brad Pitt. I forget. But now I guess Pax, who is known as Pax Jolie Pitt, who's 19 years old, is accusing Brad, his dad, of making his life hell when he went on a rant in 2020. And this is interesting. So his son called his father a world-class blank hole. And he says that he makes his four youngest children tremble in fear. Now, this was in an explosive Instagram rant posted for Father's Day in 2020. Daily Mail is reporting on this. He said, "You have made the lives of those closest to me a constant hell. You may tell yourself in the world whatever you want, but the truth will come to light someday." Then he added, "So happy Father's Day to you, you blinking awful human being." Now, Angelina Jolie adopted Pax from an orphanage in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam in 2007. He was 3 years old at the time. He had been dumped as a newborn by, allegedly, his biological mother was on heroin. So Brad then formally adopted the kid the following year. And so, you know, Pitt and Jolie split in 2016. Brad Pitt's almost 60. Angelina Jolie's 48. They were only married for 2 years. They had a private ceremony in France. And there was apparently an altercation aboard a private jet. And that's when Maddox and his father started to argue. And there was issues of marijuana and some stuff going on. But what's interesting is that, you know, when you look at these kids of stars, and who knows, it could have also been a fake posting, you know, and we still don't know all the ins and outs. And Angelina Jolie was always considered the bad guy because she was the she was considered to be the wedding breaker or the marriage buster, which always seems to happen to the woman. You know, when somebody strays from the wife to be with somebody else, most of the blame is put on the woman. And so, and maybe it is justified. You know, when there's a married man, it's hands off. You don't touch him. Married men don't touch him, no matter how much they advance. But it's him too, you know. But, so, and that's not for us to discuss. But the thing is the kids of these Hollywood stars, or the kids of us, you know, I didn't realize how much pressure my kids had. And I'm no celebrity. I mean, I'm on air. I'm grateful. You know, I love my fan base. I love what I do. But I didn't realize that there's pressures that they endure. You know, people who know me know them. I'm very open. I talk about my family. I'm really honest, you know, about stuff. But I saw the strain when I was asked to speak at my kid's school, and I was just on air for a few years at the time. So my kid comes to the office to pick me up, and I'm expecting him to be, oh, he was always happy to see me at school. And he comes to pick me up from the office to walk back to the class, and he's nervous. And I'm like, "What's wrong, baby?" And he goes, "Mom, you've got to be funny. Please promise me you'll be funny." I go, "I'm always funny." "Well, of course." And I looked at him, and I'm like, "Whoa. Is this a bad thing for me to be, you know, because the kids usually like me and all that, and so what might guess happened?" Well, I get up there, and I do my thing. I think it was a fifth grade class, and I think I opened with, you know, gastroenterology type stuff, you know, what a fart is and all that. And I mean, within the first second or two, I engage the audience. That's what I do. I know how to do that, especially with kids. And I look at my son as he looks around the room, and you just see the pressure lift, him smile, and then he was happy, and he was clowning around with the rest of them. But I've never seen my kid so stressed. I mean, now, you know, him performing his thesis, you know, 15 years later, yes, I'm stressed there too, but never saw that stress on the kid. And so my guess is what happened was earlier in class that day, the teacher said, all right, guys, what we're going to do is instead of doing lab, we're going to have a guest speaker. Stone's mom is coming. And I wonder if there might have been some comments going, what's Stone's mom going to talk about? What? Why do we have to listen to Stone's mom? Maybe something like that might have happened. I don't know. And all of a sudden, it turned into a, oh, my God. Or it was Stone's mom's coming and she's really funny. And then all of a sudden there's all this expectations. And now Stone is thinking they're my son going, oh, God, you know, are my, you know, what if my mom isn't funny? This could wreck me. I may never go to prom. He became prom king. So he did fine. But, you know, what we do with our kids, who we choose to date. Who, you know, I see the kids of friends of mine who went through divorce. And I see, the divorcees doing fine and everybody's kind of off with their new love life. And, you know, but the kids are different. Kids, we forget how much these change their trajectories. And so, I mean, I love Brad Pitt. I think he's a fantastic actor. I think he does, you know, good. He does a lot of good things. But, you know, could he be a jerk husband? Could be. Who knows? I don't know much about him. But what if, you know, Pax really was struggling with, you know, the world loves this guy. I can't stand the man. He's mean to me or he's mean to everybody. What if allegedly this and no one's going to believe me? Because everybody loves this person. You know, it's, I mean, you say, you know, oh, my mom, Angelina Jolie's kind of a witch. Yeah, I could see that. You know, she plays, you know, a bee, you know, in a lot of movies. But when you have, you know, oh, George Clooney and Brad Pitt, who everybody seems to love, and you don't have a good relationship with them, and you have to always justify it without talking bad about them, you know, it's not easy. You know, and so, you know, and also always in the public eye. Some of these kids don't want to be in the public eye. You know, with my kids, I have to be really, really careful. I mean, I talk about them. They know I talk about them on air. You know, and, you know, but, you know, if they don't want to be in a picture, if they don't want, you know, no, I won't do it. They're really, really good, though, about it because, you know, they're already in the social media age and all that. But, you know, sometimes it's just not easy. So, you know, keep in mind our kids go through a lot. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.